This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Universal Health Coverage Day. The participants are Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
December 12th is celebrated as the International Universal Health Coverage Day. The idea is that everyone, everywhere should have access to quality, affordable health care. To discuss more on this today, we are joined by senior journalist Aditi Tandon. Ms. Tandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Deeksha.
Ms. Tandon, could you explain us what exactly is the idea behind celebrating this day and how this is ensuring affordable healthcare across the globe?
See, this particular day goes back to December of 2012. You know, it was a landmark year for global health because it was this year when the United Nations General Assembly had endorsed a resolution urging every member country to accelerate progress towards universal health coverage. That was December 12, 2012, when this particular resolution was brought and adopted. So as you were asking, what was the idea? The idea was that everyone everywhere should have access to quality and affordable healthcare. Later on December 12, 2017, the United Nations had proclaimed 12th December as the International Universal Health Coverage Day, which of course we have been marking since then. So that's the importance of this particular day. It brought the entire political will of the world together behind this very important article of faith for global leaders who wanted to push the universal health coverage agenda, literally the soul of Sustainable Development Program mission of the United Nations.
Several countries are offering universal health coverage across the globe. When we talk about India, we immediately think of Ayushman Bharat. Can you please enlighten our listeners first that what exactly this scheme is and how over the years the government has tried to evolve it and make it more inclusive?
Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which of course is the world's largest health insurance scheme. It basically, what it does is that it provides annual hospitalization cover of rupees 5 lakh, which is a huge amount, to poor and vulnerable families. As we know, Deeksha, this particular scheme was launched in 2018 and the objective was to push universal health coverage in India because till that time, the concept of UHC, as we all know, was very nascent. So this scheme came as a whiff of fresh air because the government decided that it already had a document called the Socioeconomic Caste Census, which had enumerated the poor and vulnerable families of the country. There are 10 crore families in that census, and 10 crore families roughly translates into 50 crore people. So when it was launched, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana covered all these 50 crore people, 10 crore families. So per family, the decision was that you will give 5 lakh annual cover as we discussed earlier. Gradually, what happened was this particular scheme kept expanding. And it was expanded to also cover ASHAs, and ASHA workers are all covered under this scheme. But the most historic expansion happened this year on 11th of September 2024. When the Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi decided that all senior citizens of the country who are above 70 years of age will receive universal health coverage under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, regardless of how much they are earning. So income limit is not a criteria. Anybody who is above 70 years can avail of this scheme. So that's a huge step forward.
Aditi, Deeksha, you also spoke about the affordable health care for all the senior citizens. Here, I would like to draw your attention to the government's focus towards traditional medicines. In your opinion, what more needs to be done?
See, traditional medicine is something which is really a matter of personal choice right now. Because the larger problem that India faces or Indians face with respect to health or access to health is basically availability of health services. So in that particular connection, this scheme that we are discussing, the universal health scheme, which has been extended to cover the senior citizens, becomes extremely important because, see, first you have to give basic health care and you have to give income support to people in order to get healthcare services. Because, Deeksha, we have studies which tell us that health expenditure, we know that out-of-pocket health expenditure is very high in India. And a lot of people have been pulled out of poverty in the last one decade. So if you want to keep these people out of poverty, you have to ensure that they do not fall back into that trap and vicious cycle of poverty because of health expenditure. So that is the primary motive behind Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Jan Aushadhi Kendras, which the government has, you know, now set up across the country, where you are giving subsidized medicines to people. Even cancer medicines are available. And that's also the idea behind setting up what we are now calling Arogya Mandirs. When they were started, they were being called health and wellness centers. These are basically neighborhood health facilities. I mean, so that people do not have to travel and incur the cost of coming all the way to cities or urban centers to get basic or primary health care. So at various levels, the National Health Mission, through the Ayushman Bharat structure, which has Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana as one pillar, then the other pillar is the Arogya Mandirs, then the third pillar is, all these. Now we also have the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, where we are trying to digitize the health records of Indian citizens. Pilot projects are going on with respect to that in several places. So what is the idea behind the Digital Health Mission? That idea basically is that you don't have to carry your reports all over. So you create a digital repository of all these prescriptions. So that is the broad structure of the universal health coverage plan of the government. Of course, traditional medicine is a big part of that, because it, tops up the entire healthcare infrastructure and healthcare delivery system. But I think access to healthcare through all these pillars is very important, Diksha.
We spoke about Pradhan Mantri Jan Aushadhi Kendra. Let's listen in to Mr. Ravi Dadich, CEO of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana. He tells us how is it helping in saving the out-of-pocket expenditure.
Jan Aushadhi Kendras have been opened under a scheme called Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana. And under this scheme, there are 14,000 retail outlets which sell medicines for common use of people, and these are generally allopathic medicines. People can visit these Jan Aushadhi Kendras, regular customers, along with their doctor's prescription, and they can buy these medicines with assured quality, but at a affordable price of, or at a discounted price of 50-80% in comparison to the branded counterpart. And that way it leads to a lot of saving for the common man.
I want you to tell us more about the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, and how has it helped pregnant women and lactating mothers in ensuring safe and secure health coverage?
So you see, basically Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana is a centrally sponsored scheme. And the idea is to give cash incentives, across installments throughout the year to women who are pregnant and who are lactating. So this particular scheme is extended, and the benefit is extended to the woman for the first living child of the family if she fulfills certain conditions. Different state governments have put different conditions, but these are easily met conditions. For instance, this scheme has been implemented for a long time now. And the idea is to ensure the nutritional components of the pregnant and lactating mothers. So 5,000 is, I think, the correct amount that is given to lactating and pregnant mothers through three installments across the year. So that is the idea behind the scheme. And the scheme has obviously benefited a lot of women, especially in rural India, where access to healthcare still remains a challenge, Diksha.
Aditi, we spoke about lactating mothers and pregnant women. Now I would like to draw your attention towards the infants and children. And all of us are aware that the government has a scheme called Mission Indradhanush, immunization scheme. So I think the government is trying to tap the population at every age. So what kind of benefits is the Mission Indradhanush reaping to the population?
Mission Indradhanush, as we know, the main objective of this mission is to ensure high coverage of children and pregnant women with all the available vaccines throughout the country. Emphasis basically under this scheme, as far as I can remember, is on 216 basically high focus districts where the coverage of vaccination has been traditionally low. Basically, this is vaccination against 12 basic vaccine preventable diseases, out of which, 11 diseases are generally known diseases. We know that diphtheria is covered, pertussis, tetanus, you have vaccination available for polio, then measles, rubella, severe form of childhood tuberculosis, hepatitis B, pneumonia also is covered under this particular Mission Indradhanush. And so, this has really helped India basically scale up the coverage of child immunization, which used to hover very low. And now the coverage has become very high because of the Mission Indradhanush, which is actually a mission mode of reaching vaccination across all children.
Now I would like to talk to you about the TB elimination campaign of the government. And recently the government has launched a 100-day TB elimination campaign, and the country is committed to eliminate TB by 2025, which is 5 years before the target. And are we there? How can we achieve this goal?
See, TB elimination goals are never easy to achieve, Diksha, especially in a country like India, where, you know, the TB burden is the highest in the world. We all know that India hosts, I think, around 25% of the global TB patient population. So obviously, as you said, I do agree with you that, you know, the entire program of TB elimination, especially the commitment of the government that they are going to reach TB elimination targets much before the global deadline of 2030. It is an ambitious goal, but then we all know that Prime Minister Modi's style of functioning is to actually set high goals, because once you set high goals, you reach somewhere. Otherwise, you just hover in the margins. So basically, what happened in the TB elimination program, a good thing that recently happened is that the government appointed, you know, Soumya Swaminathan, the former chief scientist of World Health Organization, as the principal advisor to the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program. Her take also was that as per the WHO's definition of TB elimination, the global target is 2030. And she did say that if you look at the burden of TB in India and the tools that India currently has, see, we don't have a good TB vaccine today. We are only now scaling up rapid molecular diagnostics. We all know that treatments for tuberculosis are very long. Socioeconomic issues also impact the outcomes. There is an issue of stigma. So our challenges are also huge. Keeping all this in mind, you know, you can call the goal of, you know, elimination of TB by 2025 aspirational, of course. But however, what this has done, setting such a high goal, is that it has re-energized the entire program. It has brought more resources to the program. You know, it has aligned innovators towards a particular direction. So there has been, for instance, compared to where we were in 2015, if you ask, I remember from my memory, a reduction in both TB deaths as well as a small reduction in incidence, or what we call the burden of TB. There are still variations between states, like some states have a long way to go, have to cover a lot. But overall, you know, we are in the right direction, and obviously we are going to reach somewhere.
One major question which arises is, what are the challenges that we are facing in achieving the goal of universal health coverage, and how can we overcome them?
See, what I feel is that this particular recent program of the government, where they have extended, you know, the health coverage, as we were discussing, to all these, you know, 70 year plus people, I think this is a revolutionary step, because we all know that in old age, families struggle to make ends meet. You know, it is very difficult to find the money in order to treat. We all have older people living with us. India culturally takes care of its elders. You look at any family and you'll find an old person there. So government support for an older person in, you know, in the sunset years of life, I think will act as an income support to many families. And the good thing is that there is no income cap. Anybody who's old, 70 years plus, can actually avail of this particular scheme. And I would just quickly want to say that if anybody is listening to your program today, anybody who's elderly, who is 70 plus and wants to enroll and take benefit of the scheme, there is a portal called www.beneficiary.nha.gov.in, where they can go and register for this particular scheme, or they can also download what is called the Ayushman application. So all they need to become eligible for this particular program is they just need an Aadhaar. So I think challenges are huge, Diksha, but these small steps will yield big gains. And we, of course, have a long way to cover. But as long as the intention of the policy makers is right and you are in the right direction, I think we should be fine.
Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and enlightening us with all the facts.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Universal Health Coverage Day. The participants were Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.